Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Oh, sorry. I was ready.
I was.
Let's go again.
Ba-da-da-ba-da. You're messing it up.
Hello, the show. Mix
What's
number
93. No, 2.
292. Welcome to the Halleli Show.
You know, let's do it again.
Okay.
That's too much.
Halleli Show. Mix number
92.
Welcome to the Halleli Show.
What's up? That's JC.
And that's Rika. G, 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 G.
Too much. Just 3 G's this time.
And if it's your first time here, welcome to the program.
The number one podcast.
Pretending to be the number 8.
Pretending to be the number 8
news
podcast.
News and politics podcast in the Philippines. Welcome.
Yes, probably number 3 BTS related podcast.
Probably in the Philippines. But if it's your first time here, stick around because what we do here is we talk about some fun stuff.
Oh, that's true. We start with talking about our lives.
Yes.
Care of Where You Been.
That's the name of the little portion. Tapos, meron tayong mga TTs. Yung mga trending topic. Sometimes we tease them, sometimes we forget, but we're gonna tease them today.
It's mostly JC's fault.
It is true. This is true.
This is true. It's like tis the season.
Tis the season. It is the Burr month.
Right?
Okay, so Rika G, our 4 TTs for today. The first one, we like to go heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy to light here. Kind of like losing weight.
Kind of.
On the podcast. Number one will be the General Antonio.
Or like vomiting. Yes, right? You
very
heavy.
True. You get out rid of the shitty heavy stuff,
uh-huh.
And you feel much
like
better at the end.
Like that Jaeger and tequila first.
Yeah, even though there's a little acidic feeling after, you still feel good after a while. Okay, yeah. General Antonio Parlade. And he called out some notable people in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful people.
Yeah, but not just.
And not just beautiful.
Smart. And brave.
Yes. Which is also part of our 4th thing. But our 2nd one, we'll talk about the Pope. A big thing that he said.
Oh, yes.
That was very inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And
from the very beginning, I think he was.
I agree.
He has that, what do you call
it? But homophobes are shooketh.
Shooketh.
Yes, they are shaking
reputation.
In their boots.
Uh-huh, they're shaking in the boots.
Oh, man. Sitting in their pew, sweating. Number 3, some fun stuff. Matthew McConaughey, the passing of his father. But it's funny. He said something funny. Like, he made light of it. And we'll just talk a little bit about that.
And if it's coming from the source,
yes.
I feel like, and plus he made it public.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And the last thing, Miss Universe Philippines.
Ooh,
taking place over the weekend.
Spicy.
And the results abound. And the winner is Where You Been? Shall we start, Rika G?
Shall we start? Sure.
go.
This week, I felt like, because yesterday I was trying to think about what I did during the week for the Where You Been. And then it was all just mixed up. Like, I don't know what day it was. I don't know what happened. But during the week, I told you. I don't. Oh, okay. So, okay. Let's start from yesterday.
Let's do it.
Yesterday, I ate at Mary Grace.
I love Cafe Mary Grace. They're veggie.
It's so good.
They're mushroom. Veggie sandwich or whatever.
I got a Eggs Benedict.
I've never had that there.
Fancy.
Is it good?
It's really good. Mm. I don't think it's the, what do you call this?
The
I don't think
best.
It's no. I don't think it's the classic because it's, aren't they supposed to be on English muffins?
I honestly don't know what Eggs Benedict looks like. I feel like I've had it.
Poached eggs with that sauce.
What is poached egg? Is that the soft in the middle?
Yeah, it's like when you cook it in water, like It's really hard to do.
Like sous vide?
Or is it different? No. I think that's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was on like an avocado toast, so it's really good. What else? Oh man, this is really hard.
You forgot. It was just a regular weekend.
I feel like I'm gonna remember if I look in my gallery.
Oh.
That's how I remember. Okay.
Did you watch new stuff?
I did not.
Did you discover new music?
No, but you know what? I did cook a lot of new stuff. Remember we bought that can of lentils?
Yes, at No Brand.
I made it into a lentil burger.
Did you like... You've never had lentils,
right?
Like lentils?
I like the taste of lentils. Set up, diba? Yes. So I made it into a burger patty with this recipe that I found online. That was really cool.
Okay.
And then I also made... I don't know how to say this. Tteokbokki. It's Korean rice cake with a sauce. I made that one in like a cheesy sauce. Ah, so good. I also made homemade granola. I found out because I've been having a lot of granola over the past few months because my parents had some left over and I didn't know how much they were.
It's expensive.
When I looked in the grocery, I was like, this is fucking expensive for a small box, man. So I had rolled oats, the raw kind.
Yeah.
And then I just bought a box of, cornflakes, some dried fruit. Like I bought dried, papaya and raisins.
But aren't dried fruits expensive too?
No, okay, so like the one I got for like a small pack, 18 pesos for the raisins. That was a lot. And then the dried papaya was just like 50 pesos.
For I made
like freaking 5 cups of granola.
Oh wow.
So I made 2 kinds. Okay. The first one is the fruity kind with the papaya and the raisins and honey. And almond butter. And then the other kind, I put in my sugar-free Nutella.
Wait, you mean granola bars or
granola? No, just granola. Yeah. Okay. Grunella.
Granola.
Granola. And then the other one, I made chocolate one. So I had this sugar-free chocolate spread that I poured all over the mix with almonds and stuff. Mm. Oh, so good.
Granola.
Yeah, I know. I was really proud of it, actually.
I'm trying to think of what I've made on my own, but I can't.
What?
No, nothing. Just ground beef.
Ground beef and vegetables.
And chicken.
No problem, man.
Chicken thighs. So good. But they're always out of stock, bro. Why?
Chicken thighs?
Yes.
Really?
It's always chicken breasts.
Where
that
do you
are...
buy?
Galleria. I've been to Podi. I know I should go to like the other market, but you know, the 3 places I've been to, there's a chicken thigh epidemic going on, I think.
We're not having that because I just got mine yesterday.
Chicken thighs.
Yes.
No, filet though.
Yes.
Filet chicken
thighs.
No.
I will show you, man.
They're out everywhere I freaking go. It's always chicken breasts. I'm a leg guy, man. Give me my chicken thighs, buddy. Well, what were you going to say?
No, because... No, okay. Anyway.
what?
Sorry. I'm spacing up because I'm a little hungry. But anyway, okay, so
don't you
I
eat
also...
You don't have any
I
snacks?
No.
Where's your granola?
I didn't bring.
Talking about granola and you
Wait,
don't have
wait
any?
A minute. Oh, okay, right. So I remember now. So I ordered something from Lazada. Shout out Lazada. Okay, so I ordered something from Lazada and it came in the mail this week. I was so excited. It's that 2-way flat mop where you can mop and then dry it out.
Hey, just like what we had too on Sunbeams.
Yeah, So it's a 2-way flat mop and then I got that in the mail. Also, my brand spankin' brand, how do you
spankin'
say
new. Brand spankin' new.
Wallis broom with a dustpan.
Wait, Scotch Brite?
No. But it's a dustpan that's foldable. It's like a generic one that you can buy on Lazada. And it's white. And I love it. And I can't wait to buy a new vacuum, a cordless vacuum cleaner because I'm planning to buy a cordless one that's just plain white.
Wait, how does that
look so good?
Is it charging or?
What?
Cordless batteries?
Yeah,
charge?
No, you can charge it.
Oh.
I already have one right now, but it's a little noisy. I've had it for 4 years already. Wow.
I've never owned a vacuum.
I've had it for 4 years.
Oh, I've had a hand vacuum for my car.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but sometimes, but they have like this attachment where you can, you know,
make it longer.
Mm. So, but it's not that strong anymore. I think the motor is a little rusty, so I need to buy a new one, and I'm planning to buy a white one. You know,
aesthetics,
the whole look of it all.
I like it.
So that was really, really exciting. That's it, really. I didn't do much this week. I went to Molito. Had dinner there. You know what? They had...
Where'd you eat? Parmigiano? They have a really...
No. But the Japanese restaurant right beside it...
Oh, I should give you something, by the way.
Miyazaki? I think that's it.
Never been there.
Miyazaki. So I...
Keep talking, Riki G. I'm going to give you something.
I ate there. It was really good. A little pricey, I must say. But I had beer and it was really nice. It was a nice experience.
What the...
I brought Pepper with me in Molito and a lot of people... found him cute. Thank you very much. What is it? Ooh, thank you.
I don't go there anymore, so you can have that.
Thanks.
Parmigiano GC.
Nice. I'm actually going to go there again this
that
week.
That should be good for like one meal.
One appetizer. Still.
It's good there, though.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
But yeah, really, that's it. It seemed like I did a lot of stuff this week. Still continuing with practicing my Korean, reading Korean, because...
How is your Hangul? Hangul ba tawag din?
Yeah, I can read some stuff, but obviously I still have to go to Google or some videos. I'm starting officially on the 30th with my online classes.
Ooh,
so I'm
super
excited for that. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Finn.
Can you talk? And then can I just get my snack?
Go.
I'm about to... shut down.
What did I do? Rika G, 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 G. You're back. Hi, Rika G.
Why was I gone?
Because you went to go eat some food.
My pancreas is broken.
Is that what it is?
That's how I describe it.
Pancreas.
I have a broken pancreas.
With diabetes, it's the pancreas that's affected?
Yes. Because that's the one that produces...
insulin.
Well, that's what I like to, you know, how to describe it, but
okay.
It's not really it.
What did I do? Oh, over the weekend, we went to Moonshine here in Ortigas, Sapphire Block, because it was our boss, one of our bosses, Sir Paeng. It was his birthday.
Happy birthday.
This was my first time to gather with a, you know.
I know.
When it was fully legal to gather, not like another birthday party. Early on in the year.
Without any masks. Social distancing.
Yeah,
I saw your photos. You guys were like one seat apart.
Yeah, we had
masks.
Dude, the food was good. Like, I ate so... It's like the most I've eaten outside, like outdoors since March.
Oh, you know why?
Why?
Because it's free.
It's free. It was so good, dude. Sarap pala ng sisig fried rice ng Moonshine. Ooh. I never had it before. Their pizzas were all right.
It's so sad to see all the restaurants in that building close down.
Yeah, so Bermesa,
right?
I think, is done. Stockpile
Cazuela.
Is done. I think Cazuela is still open, right?
They just posted.
Oh, no.
Didn't
way.
You see?
They're closed?
Yeah.
Aww.
I know.
And across the way, naman, I think Big Daddy's might be closed already. Sad. Sad.
They have really good food.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what? Wait lang. Yung Seattle's Best, is it still open?
It's gone. It's a Lawson now. Which isn't
Seattle's
open either.
Best.
So I don't know if they closed down too.
But it's a convenience store.
It is. Oh, speaking of convenience stores, the mini stop by my place is now 24 hours.
Ooh.
Which is like cool news to me.
I've been watching a lot of vlogs from Japanese people. Japanese vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
Wherein they just... take a video of themselves getting convenience store stuff.
Because their convenience stores are awesome.
I feel like our convenience stores are also getting there. Like, you know, we're on our way there. You can get really good coffee.
What we need
in
to
our
work on
convenience stores.
is the fresh food part.
Like dumplings and shit. Like we have a lot of microwavable
true. Instant meals. Mm-hmm. Which I get the market for, but we need to have like fresher shit.
Yeah.
Does that make
sense? Our chips, I feel like, you know.
What's happening with Chips Nothing?
What's happening Chips Nothing?
Tattoos. The best, bro.
I've been having conversations with people saying that, oh, mas gusto ko Lay's or whatever. But I'm like, dude, our chips are the bomb.
Yeah, man. Lay's is ass.
I know. They're just,
I'm just kidding. Lay's is pretty good.
Oily pieces of hard paper.
I'm just kidding. Lay's is pretty good. Lay's is pretty good.
No, just kidding. Yeah.
You know what I'm not a big fan of?
What?
Doritos.
Really?
Not a fan.
I love Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch
is
the blue one, right?
Shit.
The blue bag.
Yes,
it's
the best.
How umang Doritos. Like,
it's the best.
After
that's why you have to get the Cool Ranch.
What is your
dude?
Favorite U.S. brand chip?
Brand?
Yeah,
I actually don't like.
There's Lay's. There's I like Doritos. There's Ruffles.
Twister.
Twister.
Is that again? Yeah.
Twister.
Yeah. Wait, long. Let me search for it. Go ahead.
I like the. Maui, yung ano, yung sweet onion Hawaiian chips. Have you ever seen those?
Ooh.
Those are good.
Oh, sorry, Fritos.
Oh, Fritos.
Sorry, Fritos.
Oh, the twists. Okay, because normal Fritos are like rectangular.
Yeah,
curvy
the Fritos twists. Mm. The like the normal flavor,
okay.
Honey something. It's so good. We always get that.
I like Pringles. Mm. Pringles are good.
Pringles are good.
But Doritos for me are just whatever. Oh, I love Sun Chips. I love Sun
Chips.
Oh, Sun Chips. I think I'm going to have to go with Sun Chips.
I've never had Sun Chips. What is it?
It's baked chips. I bake ba?
Meron ba parang something like, similar here in the Philippines?
I believe there is. I just don't know the, I forgot the brand to compare it with.
Honestly, like we should not sleep on our snacks, convenience store snacks here in the Philippines.
We have so much diversity.
We have a lot, you guys.
And they're cheap.
I really, you know what? I'm really one of those people na parang you should stop hating on local stuff. Doesn't mean that it's local or it's cheap that it's not good anymore, dude.
We have great crackers too.
We do. Ooh, that sunflower one, the one I let you taste.
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you? I sent you a picture on Viber, diba?
What?
Yung tiger. Tiger,
oh, yeah.
The
Tiger.
Ensaymada one is so good.
Super good.
It's so good,
you
man.
Guys should not hate on the local chips and snacks that we have here. They're the bomb.
It's good. How did we get there? Because we talked about Lawson. That's right. We went to the birthday. There were about 8 of us. No, 9 maybe. But it was like come and go. Some people came and some people left. And it was a good time, man. It was a good time.
You missed our office peeps?
Yeah, some of the office peeps we could only see here through a divider. So this is the first time to see them in person. And it just felt like it kind of felt
Isa, who's obsessed with you.
Hey, Isa. No, when we went there were other, you know, just around the corner they have different seating, diba, yung moonshine. You saw other people out there too with their group of friends.
Yeah.
And it felt like the world was normal again for a little bit.
A little weird, right? To see people
outside.
It
was weird too. It was weird. I was like, oh my God. Is the pandemic over?
No, it's not.
No, but it felt really nice, man. It felt like the world was normal for a bit.
For a few hours.
And that's why I say like, you know how people are like, you should stay at home all the time. And of course you should, right? But I feel like going out once in a while, now, especially since it's within the rules, it's good for your mental health, man. I feel like it. And of course you do run the risk. But you know, it's like catching an STD, right?
You can't blame the people for, you know, going out, living their lives.
There's a risk. Of course there's a risk to it. Yeah. But if you practice all the, you know, protocols and whatever, it should be, I mean, minimize your chances anyway. So we did that. Ano pa ba? Dude, this week was just, Call of Duty. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty. But it's the Halloween, Rika G, the Halloween event. It's so fun, dude.
Which reminds me, I have an idea for a Halloween shit.
Oh.
Which is going to happen next week.
Okay. Zombies. There's a zombie mode on there. It's so great. I'm trying to think what else did I watched some movies. Oh, I watched Borat 2.
How was it?
It was okay. It was pretty good. I still enjoyed the first one better, but it's the same shit. You've seen Borat?
I've seen Borat. Seen The Dictator.
The name of Borat. I did not really like The Dictator, but I liked
it. It was
Borat.
Pretty okay. It's funny.
Sacha Baron's so good, huh? I mean, like as an actor in general. You see the Trial of Chicago, whatever?
Not yet.
It's good. He's in it too.
You know what I realized? I really like Crazy Rich Asians. I watched it again.
I rewatched that shit too.
Okay, so remember, sorry, Special Agent Sean, remember you gave me a copy?
What? No, that wasn't me.
It was in my laptop for some reason. Oh. For some reason it was there. And I keep on rewatching it. And then when I saw it on Netflix, I was like, I'm going to watch this again. Yeah. And I truly enjoy it.
It's such
I don't
an
know
easy
why.
Movie
yeah,
to watch.
It's such an easy movie
it
to watch.
It breezes by.
It's, but you know what? I actually also watched a Singaporean comment on, you know, who commented on the movie. You know, saying like all the inconsistencies and all the truths behind. No, not the inconsistencies, but like, you know, that it was a movie. You yeah. know that it's a movie because it was, parang sinabi niya, it's impossible that, you know, all of these, like, all of these gatherings only had Singaporeans. Dude, we have like a lot of Indians here and Filipinos. Mm. Sabi pangyayang niya, yeah, you see some Filipinos there, but only as like servers. But no, like there are normal Filipinos in everywhere, right. in every situation. Because there are a lot of Filipinos in Singapore.
Yeah.
So parang, but he understood why it was mainly, you know, those kinds of people okay. in the movie because it is a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely forgot that Chris Aquino was in that movie. Mm-hmm. And when I rewatched it, I was like, oh, yeah, Chris Aquino's in this freaking movie.
I also saw this one Instagram or IGTV video saying that most of the time Filipinos are casted as other races.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm. The grammar. Like Gabriela Montez, Vanessa Hudgens is part Filipino. But her character was like Mexican or a Latina. So parang kind of calling out the, hindi naman whitewashing. That's not whitewashing, but it's mostly calling out that Filipino, being a Filipino, you know, they have their own, we have our own culture.
There is a.
So why not, right?
The guy, the, what's his name? The stylist guy in Crazy Rich. You know what I'm talking about?
Oliver.
He's in a TV show.
Yes, where he spoke Filipino.
Where he
remember?
Plays a Filipino yeah. guy. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
And he is Pinoy naman.
He is Filipino.
How much is Chris
Even
Aquino worth?
Chris Aquino wasn't.
She wasn't. She was like Thai.
Yeah,
from
she
Malaysia
was a princess
or
whatever. And we don't have princesses here in the Philippines. So
net worth of 10. I mean, she could have been a dictator.
No.
That's a joke. She could have been a politician.
She could, right?
She's crazy rich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking up Chris Aquino net worth. $10 million? I feel like it's more than that.
Yeah.
It's got to be more than $10 million. But that's pretty rich. Bimb! Chris Aquino, dude. She's a baller. Is she like the highest earning? Wasn't she one of the highest earning people?
Yeah. That's why it's a big deal whenever she, what do you call this, represents a brand. Because now I think she's under Shopee, I believe.
Is she?
And it's like a big deal now.
Really?
Yes, because, you know, her influence is really big. You can't really deny that.
I'm looking at this website.
I remember she was also on Zalora. She, you know.
How much do you think she makes for a deal like that?
I don't know, man.
How many millions? It's got to be millions, right?
North of 5.
Probably, right?
Right.
Probably. Sharon is number 2 on this list that I'm looking at. But this is like a weird website. Who's number 1? Manny Pacquiao. Duh.
Honestly, for me, whenever I see Chris Aquino representing a brand, it's not that I want to buy the stuff that she wants. It's that I remember the brand.
Who is the celebrity you find the most influential when it comes to yung mga advertising?
At one point, Ann Curtis.
But I'm talking about you personally. Not like who you think is the most effective for other people. You. Who have you bought stuff because you saw the endorsement and you're like, I like that.
I'm not really that kind of person, you know, that I follow a celebrity.
But what was the last time you bought something because you saw a celebrity endorse it? Besides BTS.
Voila.
Really? Not,
yeah, I don't really remember someone notable that, you know, I really want to buy that.
I remember my cousin way back in the day. He bought a Hawk backpack because he liked John Pratt's.
Mm.
Wala lang. I don't know why that came up in my memory.
Yeah.
Naisip ko lang. Oh, Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Not really. Most of the time, like, probably, like, like YouTubers, probably. Actually, my biggest influence would be YouTubers.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, social media is bigger
than... Not even Instagram. Not the stuff that I see on their Instagram. Mm. It's on their YouTube channel whenever I see something I like. The last time I bought something was because of this one Korean YouTuber named Ondo. Ondo is, like, one of the... Actually, I think, basta parang she has like over a million subscribers, and she just vlogs about her life.
Uh-huh.
But it's in a she lives like parang minimalist type of thing. So I kind of like that, and that's how I found out about the stuff that I bought.
Yeah, you know, come to think about it, the micro influencers whatever are more effective. I always question the effectivity of. Of
honestly,
celebrity
it's not even on
not, Instagram. Nothing wrong with them. I'm just saying, like, I always wondered, I can't believe they pay so much money. I wonder if they really make the money back.
True.
You know?
But I must admit, Chris Aquino, whenever she endorses something, I remember the brand. It's not that I buy it right away, but I remember it.
I remember she always posts it in her IG comments. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Remember, even when she replies to Basher, she'll somehow find a way to
plug it. She's unapologetic. Yeah. That's true.
How did he get there? Oh, Crazy Rich. Mm. Awkwafina. I haven't seen Awkwafina's movie where she won an award or that
What's
movie.
What's that again?
It's like The Reunion or something like that. It's like it's based off her, like that, where I think it's like a Taiwanese movie. Mm-hmm. I forgot, honestly. But it won some awards, right?
Yeah.
The Farewell or something like that. I forget. I need to watch it. Crazy Rich. I wonder when they're going to make the sequel, because they did tease it at the end, right? You know that little mid-credit scene? Do you remember
what's that again?
So
I only remember the last party.
Yeah, they're at the party, right? And then the credits roll, and then there's a quick mid-credit scene with Astrid, yung cousin ni guy.
Gemma Chan.
And she sees Harry Shum Jr. from Glee.
Ooh.
Remember?
Yeah.
Because in the book, I never read the books. Yeah. But in the books, that's supposedly her like ex. Former flame.
Ooh.
And that centers on the
up
next
with Michael,
books.
Right?
That guy's so hot, huh?
You know who I find hot in that movie?
Who?
See Chris Pang. See, Chris Pang. See Colin Koo.
Chris
the one
Pang.
Who got married.
Yeah, yeah, see husband.
Yeah, the husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I find him so.
Didn't he come here?
He did?
Yeah, he came here with Osric
Chow. What?
Yeah, Sina Rico and Carla interviewed him.
No freaking way!
Yeah, dude, he came here. Post Crazy Rich Man.
Oh man,
they were here. Carla and Rico. So they came right after your show. You didn't stay, asshole.
Yeah, I did not. Oh no! Oh, I love him. Yeah. I think he's really.
He came here with Osric Chow Bang from Supernatural.
Oh yeah, he.
He did, man.
Oh,
see,
I missed him.
You see it, but
it was 2 years ago.
It was.
Yeah. Oh man, I love him.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else really I did fun. This week. I honestly, there's nothing. Call of Duty. I've been playing like 12-hour sessions again.
Here we go again.
I watched this movie, an old movie from Woody Allen, mm-hmm. called Annie Hall for the first
How was
time.
It?
I really enjoyed it. It's actually like a 70s movie, mm-hmm. but it was really good, really well made. Just depends on your thoughts on. Do you know about Woody Allen?
The
director,
he had, like, a controversy, right?
Yeah, the controversy. Like he had a like a
grooming.
Wife. Yeah, he had a wife, mm-hmm. and then like his wife had
a
adopted
daughter.
I think. And now
and
he's
now
dating the adopted daughter.
Yeah.
That's so fucking weird.
It's weird.
It's weird. I mean, it's not illegal, but
it's
weird.
It doesn't sit well.
It's awful.
It's awful, honestly.
The fuck?
Yeah, I know that controversy na parang may grooming na nangyari. Because obviously, even though it's kind of like, even though you're not related,
yeah.
but if you grew up together
That's
and
so
then you
weird,
got together
man.
In the future, it's just wrong. Yeah.
Terrible.
There we
Terrible.
Go.
Yeah, maybe we should just cut it short for the where you've been, because it's really not. Much going on. I'm trying to think if I watched anything.
You can tell us what you guys did over the weekend or over the week.
I'm trying to think if I watched anything else, because people like listening to us for our recommendations. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think everyone's seen Crazy Rich, right? Who do you think? You think everyone's not? You think there's someone who listens to this who hasn't seen Crazy Rich Asian? Go watch it. It's a good movie.
Chris Pang, I'm looking at you.
How do you feel about Henry Golding?
I find Chris Pang hotter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Finn?
Finn!
Okay, let's do it. Wapow!
Wapow!
First one. Let's go with the heavy stuff. It was so heavy that it actually made the New York Times.
It is. It's still here.
General Antonio. Do you have the article up? Go. General Antonio Parlade. Let's just read it from the New York Times. Okay. What? Why do I have to make an account, New York Times? What the hell? I was just reading this. Okay, we gotta find a different article. Okay. Lieutenant General Antonio Parlade Jr.'s crusade against the communist movements appears to be relentless. He used something about Isko Moreno as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he called out actress Liza Soberano and former Miss Universe Catriona Gray.
And not just her, also Angel Loxin.
Yes. Angel Loxin. So because of this activist group, where is that article? I had the article, and now New York Times makes me want to pay for it. But he warned them because they...
This week, a Philippine general said, this is from the New York Times, unless she changed her ways, she could end up dead.
Yeah, he compared her to the fate of activist Josephine Jo Lapira. He said that if she does not withdraw her support, then she would suffer the same fate as activist Josephine Jo Lapira. So Lapira, if you don't know, was a UP Manila student who was killed in a clash between government troops and suspected New People's Army or NPA members in November of 2017.
And then he came out saying that he was just implying that Miss Soberano was a communist, saying that he had meant only to warn her against associating with militants.
Mm.
He said he supported women's rights, which is just, this is all from the New York Times, which is just, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're just, you're not making sense here.
he did this all on Facebook, mm-hmm. All these statements. And in a same statement, Parlade also warned Miss Universe 2018, Catriona Gray, not to follow the path taken by actress Angel Loxin, who has supported several rights groups. On Facebook, of all places.
Exactly.
Too.
He went on an interview with Karen Davila, obviously explaining his side. He said that his words were twisted. Either way, his words sounded like a threat to me.
Yeah.
Also,
it was in support of, because they were in support of Gabriela's, mm-hmm. Gabriela Women's Party. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
In that interview, actually, Karen Davila had to clarify that the group, Gabriela is, it's legal. They're not a communist party. They're not anything. They are, they have a seat in the, what do you call this? In the House of Representatives, mm-hmm. which means, his words are kind of, parang.
They were saying he's like mansplaining.
Yeah. What do you call that? I'm looking for a word. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's what's happening with that whole shit.
Yeah, honestly, I love Karen Davila's facial expressions when General Parlade was explaining his side. Na parang kita mo sa mukha ni Karen Davila na parang okay, here we go again. I just want to get this over. Or parang she knows kasi that what the truth is.
Mm.
So parang kita mo din na this dude is just not making sense.
Yeah. And just to add more context to this thing, mm-hmm. Soberano recently spoke at a Gabriela Youth webinar on Tuesday, October 13th, so a few weeks ago, where she called on influencers to speak up on issues involving women and children. And shortly after the webinar, internet trolls worked hard to make the hashtag Boycott Liza Soberano trend on social media. Probably paid trolls.
I know, and that's never going to happen, honestly.
Come on.
What do you think about celebrities speaking up about social issues like this?
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
They should. But the question is, will you call out... I mean, there are... You know how there's like a leftist, rightist, mm-hmm. whatever? What if rightist celebrities speak out? Would you say they shouldn't? If you're, I mean, I we're more, you and I obviously were more like leftist, but we're more liberal, right, in the sense. Mm-hmm. So if like the more extreme, not extreme, but like,
honestly,
you know, on the
it's
other
not
end
that
of things.
I would say that they shouldn't, but I just won't support it.
Okay, but,
obviously.
But you think that they should be allowed to, right?
Yes, yeah, I mean, everybody's allowed to say their piece.
Okay.
That's why nobody should be able to say, or not the one should be able to say, but it just doesn't make sense when you say na dapat hindi kayo nagsumusuporta dyan. Diba?
Because remember we talked about it when we talked about the social dilemma. Did we talk about it?
Yes.
Maybe we did. And how everything on your Twitter feed is because you follow people who are probably the same as you.
Yeah.
So if you go on someone who maybe has different political views, if you check their Twitter, mm-hmm. their shit is filled with stuff you'd probably be angry about.
That would be a really good YouTube video to like exchange phones
with a
person who believes.
You know who's gonna make that video soon?
Who?
No, I'm just saying. Who? Sino nga yun yung ano?
Recreate.
No, recreates the local, but then you see this on YouTube.
Jubilee's
probably gonna make a video
true.
Like
that.
Right?
They
probably
really,
have one already.
That would be really interesting to just exchange phones with someone who has the opposite beliefs.
Mm. Jubilee, that's the Jubilee, right? It's
yes.
Jubilee who makes those
yes.
videos, like blank versus blank, gun owners versus anti-gun people
yeah.
in a room. Great videos, by the way.
I know, I love that.
Yeah.
I love seeing that.
So yeah, that's the whole thing with General Parlani. As a lot of people are likening his words as death threats.
Yeah, a lot of there's also like a hashtag going on. Was it no to red tagging?
What is red tagging? That is actually something that I needed to look up because I see what's going on. What is red tag meaning? Red tag meaning. Because I honestly I don't know. The act of labeling, branding, naming and accusing individuals and or organizations mm-hmm. of being left-leaning, subversives, communists or terrorists. Okay, so it's like tagging them as a threat.
There, the hashtag that trended was hashtag no to red tagging and hashtag yes to red lipstick.
Red.
That's what's trending right now with Angel Oxine, who posted this photo of herself in red lipstick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So
I guess
no
to go against the whole
thing.
Controversy.
I get
that's
it.
True.
So yeah, that's what's going on with General Antonio. I think it's kind of messed up what's happening because they're just speaking up and he's kind of shutting. He's trying to shut them down.
I love what Angel Locsin said. Kung magkaiba tayo, hindi ibig sabihin pwede mo na ako i-red tag. Hindi tayo magkakalaban dito. Hindi ako red. Magkaiba lang tayo ng paniniwala. That's true. I mean, we all have our own opinions
and different beliefs.
And it doesn't mean you're right. It doesn't mean I am right. It's just that I'm saying my piece and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the problem now in our social media environment, that somebody should win in an argument.
It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
There's all, you know, you could spend, you know, you'll spend, especially, have you ever met someone who has just completely different beliefs than you? You can't convince them. They can't convince you. That's mm-hmm. just how it is. It's a stalemate.
It is.
Anyway, you just got to be like, all right, man. Okay. You're good. I'm good. Just do your thing.
It's a Mexican standoff.
Yeah. Ah, man. All right. Any more thoughts on that? Or you could
That's it, man.
Wapow. Let's talk about the Pope. Come on, internet. Pope. Same-sex marriage. Come on, baby. Come on, internet. Work for me one time. Okay. Pope Francis supports same-sex civil unions. He said that. The Pope says he supports civil unions for same-sex couples. And this came out, when was this? A few days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe 3 days ago? 3 or 4 days ago?
Yes.
So that's big news.
I know.
Big news.
Pope Francis said, if someone is gay and is searching for the Lord and has good will, then who am I to judge him? So shout out to the homophobes.
Yo, the homophobes.
Yes.
You know, there's something I've always been, because I know, okay, here's the thing. You know how we say we have to respect other people's beliefs, blah, 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 blah. But then there's people who say, you know, your beliefs, you shouldn't really agree with that if their beliefs infringe on like basic human rights. And I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But the thing is, there's a lot of religions out there that really look at it as a sin.
It is. So yes, that is true.
What has to be done there? You know, it's so weird because I have I have a friend who's, I think, Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Christian. And it was the weirdest answer to me. It was so weird. Such a weird answer.
Mm-hmm.
I asked, so do you like not support gay friends? Like, do you not like respect gay people or gay friends? And they're like, I respect their, you know, blah, blah, blah. I respect them as people, but I think of their marriage as a sin. I was like, you cannot say that, right?
Yeah.
That's so weird to me.
True.
And then we had a well, you know him as well, but
mm-hmm.
we had a someone here that we knew, like in, you know, our circle of, you know, connections. And mm-hmm. I asked him, because he's a Christian, but he's also gay. So it's like, wait, how come you believe in this religion that doesn't really
acknowledge
your, you know, your rights and stuff? He gave this really long, I don't want to speak for him because I forgot what it was, but I'm trying to kind of put it two and two together. How can you be gay
mm-hmm.
and support a religion that doesn't sit with your beliefs? It's so weird to me.
Honestly, because for me, religion is very personal. So I think it's possible. I think it's possible to still believe in this religion, but live the way you live.
Uh-huh.
I think people have that complexity that they can segregate what they want to believe in
uh-huh.
so that they can still continue on with their religion, but live their lives as, let's say, you know, yeah, in yeah. the LGBTQ community.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's possible. I think it is. Maybe it's very personal. That's why they had to give a really long answer, because it's not just one thing.
Okay.
You know, also it's an ever-changing thing.
Yeah.
You know, even if, let's say, you do practice your religion right now, you can't say that in 10 years you'd still be the same person or you'd still have the same thoughts.
That's why I identify as agnostic, because there's just so mm-hmm. many inconsistencies and so many question marks in religion that I just do not really agree with, or like cannot be answered for me.
Yeah.
So
as for me, I still acknowledge myself as a Catholic or Roman Catholic.
Mm.
But I like challenging the beliefs of Catholicism.
Yeah.
Have
you considered changing religion? Have you ever considered looking into other religions that maybe fit your belief system?
Not really, maybe because I've never really been exposed to anything other than being a Catholic.
You never learned about it in school, like my Buddhism and
we
and
did like... but nothing really clicked.
Okay.
You know, because I mean, I love what, you know, the Bible speaks for and everything and what it can represent. But like I said, our world is forever changing.
Yeah.
So it just can't be the same thing forever. So we gotta keep up with the times, man.
I'm not a fan of bringing your kids to church. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well,
I would like the opportunity to pick one when I'm
honestly younger. I think they do give that opportunity, because when you turn 18, you do have the right to change your religion.
Wait, what do you mean?
I think
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait, no. I mean, like, what do you mean?
You have, like, you know...
You have to sign up for religion?
No. It's just that you have that opportunity when you turn the legal age.
I always find that so weird that you have to have that on your applications here.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
That's not
but
important.
I do know some companies that's a big deal.
That's not important.
I know.
That's so ridiculous to
mm-hmm.
me. Why? Why do you have to put that?
My sister was in a company once, and it was mainly, like, the workers there were mainly a part of this church.
Okay.
And she wasn't forced, she wasn't fired or anything because she was, you know,
different.
She was different. She had a different religion. But she felt like she was forced out.
Really?
Of it. Yeah, of the company.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a very interesting predicament.
Pickle
she was in. And in the end, obviously, she had to bow out of the job. But it was a great opportunity for her. Sayang lang, because they weren't really saying that you should convert, but yeah, there were some really sketchy stuff that happened there.
Okay, let's go back to the fine print. In a surprising announcement, Pope Francis told a documentary filmmaker that same-sex couples should legally be legally covered by civil union laws.
Amen to that.
the Pope's response suggests a softening of the Vatican's view of the issue, which for centuries, has contended that homosexuality constitutes,
like I said,
sinful behavior, and the gay marriages would not be allowed.
You gotta keep up with the times. So you know what? The most influential person in the Roman Catholic Church, can say this. If he can say this, obviously. You might want to, think about it.
Yeah, here's a great point, actually, Rika G. Pope Francis' messaging on the issue of same-sex relations may be coming as a result of a seismic shift in the way that many Catholics, especially in the United States, view homosexuality and the legal recognition of same-sex marriage. In fact, U.S. polling data offers little to suggest that the church would face significant backlash by changing its stance on what was once a centerpiece of the culture war. So even if they did change their stance on gay marriage, they say, based on the U.S. polls or this polling, whatever, that it wouldn't really affect much.
Mm-hmm.
So they should, right?
Exactly. Okay, so going to the local scene, there's this one family law expert that says the Philippines is not ready for same-sex union.
It doesn't make sense,
honestly.
Our biggest celebrities here are in the LGBTQ community.
And
surprisingly, it's... go ahead. Sorry.
And what? The world will just crumble if we allow these people to actually become, have a family, become one legally. Diba? Parang, it doesn't make sense. It's only for the better.
And ironically.
And then I saw a lot of comments on that article saying, hello, ang dami nga na heterosexual couples na hindi ready pero nagpapakasal.
True that.
Diba?
I haven't, especially here, moving here to the Philippines, I wouldn't say it's surprising, but compared to the U.S., here people are at least not more, right, in everyday life, people are more open about, LGBTQ people.
You know what? That's a really complex thought, because I feel like people are open about it publicly.
Yeah.
But if you really ask them if they've fully understand and if they fully accept the lives of the people in the LGBTQ community, I don't think it'll be the same.
That's
because
it's
very superficial. Okay. I get it that, we have celebrities here who are in the LGBTQ community, LGBTQ plus community, but people put them in a box. That's it.
Mm.
Na parang they should only be in this kind of job and blah blah blah. Mm. They should only be this and alam mo yun, like these are human beings with complex thoughts and emotions.
Yeah.
And feeling nila if they're not in that box, if hindi sila funny, if they're not artistic, hindi na nila ina-accept, diba?
It's just strange to me because there's so many, like every group of friends that I've seen here has like a gay or a lesbian.
That's what I'm telling
friend,
you.
Right?
I think it's all just superficial.
Yeah.
Gets mo? Parang, we need more understanding. It needs to be, I feel like, it needs to start at a very young age. People need to understand it, deeper.
That's why I don't agree with, religion things in general. Because they're telling a whole group of people to believe in one thing, like this whole belief system, blah blah blah. Now, I have nothing against religion. I'm just saying, for me, it doesn't sit with me, because you're in a room with hundreds of people telling them this is how it went.
This is
how it's going. And even though they say it's open to interpretation, if you keep feeding people this same stuff, they're gonna be like, this is what it is.
In relation to that, I was talking to this one person who was very religious, and I don't judge them. It's fine.
Yeah.
You do you, boo. But I remember talking to her about my cousin who was at a very young age got exposed to another religion. And then they were saying, now, you know what? That's indoctrination. They shouldn't be really do that because, he's really young. And I was like,
that's what we
do. I know. They could say that to you.
Yeah.
Right? With our religion.
everything.
So why do you think that they're doing a bad thing? It's just that they're practicing their own religion.
Different thing, and right?
The thing is, okay, so it was a very weird situation that I was in because I talked to my cousin. Mm. He was 13 at that time or 14.
Okay.
And then I asked him, if you want to practice that religion, it's fine. It's no problem. But he started preaching to us, as Catholics, as Catholics about his religion,
okay,
saying that you're a Catholic, you shouldn't really do that, blah, 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 blah. And I started telling him that, you know what, we respect your religion. The least you could do is respect ours. Mm. You know, you don't tell me, because in their belief, like, what do you call this? Wearing low-cut tops is not good, or wearing shorts is not good, okay, stuff like that. And I'm like, you don't tell me what to do, and we don't tell you what to do. Yeah. Okay? That's it. That's done.
Right.
So, yeah. Like I said, ever changing.
Mm-hmm.
We're all learning from this.
And it sounds like I'm shitting on religion. I'm not really. There's a lot of great things that I think are very, very good in religion, mm-hmm, especially like
the beneficial.
Beneficial, like believing that you should be a good person. How whatever the religion says, like do this and you'll be a good person. There's a lot of great stuff that comes from that. God fearing people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why it's not anarchy in the world. I feel like because a religion does keep people in check. There's just some good. There's some good stuff. There's great stuff that comes from religion as well. I'm just saying. I don't want people to think I'm some sort of anti-religion dude. So that's the Pope. Hopefully there's a seismic shift, because this is the dude, right? The Pope is the dude.
The Pope is the dude.
He's the dude, man. Like, he's the guy.
Can I just tell you a story about when he came here in the Philippines?
Okay.
Pope Francis, I believe, came here in the Philippines. And there's just this weird energy. No, not weird, but like there's this great energy around him. We were there at 3 a.m. We waited to see him.
You went to go see
him? I went to go. I had a panic attack in the middle of the sea of people.
What?
Yeah, because it was just too much for me.
Why did you go see? You just wanted to see him in person?
I wanted to see him in person. I do believe in, you know, Catholicism. And I really wanted to see the man.
The dude. He's the dude, man.
I mean, aside from God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
He's the dude.
He's the dude here on earth. And his energy was just so great. I only saw his
hat.
Yeah. What do you call that? That headpiece.
The
I only saw it.
Hat? I don't know what you call it.
But
that.
I shed tears.
Really?
And I didn't. I was out. As in, it was an out of body experience.
Really? Now?
It was. Yeah, I told you, it's a great energy.
Interesting.
It's really interesting, and I'm not like a deeply religious person.
Okay.
But when I saw him from a great distance,
you
honestly,
think that's
it was just
the
like
equivalent
a tiny...
of? But some religions, they do like a pilgrimage to Mecca.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You think that's like for Catholics? That's what it is. That's like the biggest thing that you got to see the Pope.
The fact that I woke up at 3 a.m., we walked for a really
he's a fucking
long
rock star.
Time.
The Pope, he's a rock
star. Yeah, and I only heard his voice when he did the mass. But it was just...
Where was this at? Quiapo?
In Grand... What do you call that?
Here in the Philippines.
Yes. Ano nga ba yun? San nga ba yun?
Basta
in Manila.
Here.
In Manila.
Okay.
So, wow. As in. Yun lang inasabi ko after. Yeah. Parang,
shout
whoa.
Out to the Pope for this great inclusive statement he
Thank
made.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I hope
hopefully,
it changes.
Yeah,
I hope
and
it changes.
Yeah. Hopefully for the better.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Definitely for the better, man. Wapow?
Wapow!
We don't have commercials today, but we do want to direct your attention. Please direct your attention to the description box below.
We do have a Lazada link, so if you click it, they're going to link you to the app and then use the app if you're going to buy
anything
from Lazada. Just help us out, man.
Yeah, there's a code there if ever you're a new user. But if you're not a user, just click on it, shop through the app. It's great, you know.
Also, a lot
spend your money. The 11/11 sale's coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You might want to buy your Christmas gifts early if you want to. But if you want to save up, just like me, I've been telling my friends to be like, don't expect gifts from me. I'm so sorry.
I told you that. I've been shopping for online.
That is so unlike you,
no,
JC.
No, because I never really used Lazada until we got a code like a few months ago or weeks ago.
So you should be like JC.
I only just kind of like, you know, I'm just going to shop online, buddy.
Also, what was I about to say?
I bought those smart lights on Lazada. The best purchase I've made this year, hands down. I can.
Mine would be the flat mop. Honestly, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
My floor has never been. I could probably eat off of my floor. I clean it every other day.
So check that description box.
Oh, also a lot of exciting stuff happening on Podcast Network Asia. A lot of new people coming in.
Tito Boy has a podcast.
What? Vicky Bello has one.
Sex
under
or
us?
Chocolates?
Damn.
Man.
What would you say? Sex or chocolates?
Dude. Sex.
Sex on chocolate.
Melted chocolate.
That's also one big thing that happened this week on the Morning Rush.
What? Oh, it's like you had sex with chocolate?
No. But on our show, on the radio, we did interview Tito Boy. It was really
Tito
cool.
Tito Boy.
It was really weird because it was pre-recorded, but I asked people. They didn't notice.
I was Why wasn't it live?
Because of like time stuff, time scheduling issues.
He's a very busy man.
Yeah, very influential busy man. So there we go. Click that link and then wapow.
Wapow, wapow. Let's talk about fun stuff. Matthew McConaughey.
Speaking of sex.
Oh yeah. Speaking of sex. So Matthew McConaughey recently shared that his father. Okay, where is it? I want to make sure that I get the right wording here. So his dad passed away, and Matthew McConaughey says his dad died while having sex with his mom.
And apparently, it happens a lot. As somebody explained it to me, it is a strenuous activity, and if you do have an ailment of some sort, obviously you can't do it. Like as simple as a broken shoulder. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost impossible. But I mean, it'll be different. Obviously, you'll feel the pain. Aside from the pain that you experience from sex.
So here's the story. I did not know this. After 52 days spent alone in the desert.
Ooh.
Yeah, without electricity, writing his memoir.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey has a whole backlog of pent up stories. As part of his People cover story, the actor also released an exclusive excerpt. From his new book, Green Lights, that hit shelves already this past week, October 20, in which he revealed that his dad, James Donald McConaughey, died exactly how he always knew he would. So I got a call from my mom. Your dad died. My knees buckled. I couldn't believe it. He was my dad, except nobody, blah, 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 except for my mom. He's always told me and my brothers, boys, when I go, I'm going to be making love to your mother. And that's what happened. He had a heart attack when he climaxed. Damn, what a way to go out.
I know.
Man. What a way to go out. What a great, I mean, I'm not saying dying is great, but if I was going to die.
You would want it to
I would want to be when I'm climaxing during during coitus.
Coitus.
I mean, he shared it in his memoir, he shared it for that People cover magazine, so I'm guessing was in like a humorous way, you know, kind of like you know, at a funeral, you think fondly of, you make a nice little speech. That's probably a great speech to make right there.
Woo! Baby. Wait a minute.
Our cord almost fell. Nice. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Matthew McConaughey, for
some podcast
sharing
content
that.
Right
I
there.
Know.
All right. Damn. Can you imagine going, like, how does that
I
even...
know. I feel like, I would be in a pickle because I wouldn't know if I should laugh or cry if I receive that kind of news. Obviously, I would be devastated. Is your dad.
Right. I'm guessing like if you were let's say it's you and you're old. Let's say you've lived a good life. You're like 85. You're still doing it. And you're like, you're doing it, right?
Mm.
I feel, if I was going and I was like, shit, if I keep going, I'm going to die.
Would you still?
I'd be like, fuck it. Let's go. one more time.
We'll see. We don't know.
One more time.
That's nuts, though. But can you imagine the partner? The person he was doing it with? Gosh.
That would be so weird.
And that would be your last memory of him.
What would be so... crazy if you're young, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing it. What would you do, dude?
I don't know.
You honestly killed someone by banging
them. It's not.
What would you do?
You'd have to explain it, though.
How would you?
I know.
How would you explain that? I mean, the coroner's report would probably show. Yeah. I'd be so scared.
I would be scared. I would be really scared.
You'd be like, oh, they're just
taking
a nap.
It's like that movie, Gerald's Game.
Gerald's Game!
Yeah, remember?
Yeah. In the cabin?
Yeah, where the girl handcuffed. Was tied up.
Was it tied up? Handcuffed.
Handcuffed or something to the bedpost. Bed. And then the guy had a heart attack.
And died.
And now the girl can't leave.
Yeah. And she has like hallucinations and shit.
That
what
could
a
happen.
Movie.
I know, what
a movie,
right?
Man. Anyway, that's what happened with Matthew McConaughey's father in his memoir. I haven't read, I mean, I'm probably not going to read the book, but he has a book out.
Yeah.
Here we go. Wapow.
Wapow. Last one.
Miss Universe. Shout out
a
to
a lot of things happened during the Miss Universe. I watched the pre eliminations. Okay. And a lot of people were entertained with Miss Manila's interview. Remember, you haven't seen that one?
I did not. I only know the result.
So Miss Manila had an interview, obviously along with the other girls, and she was very casual about it. The description was parang inuman lang because her demeanor was like, wait lang, teka lang, kinakabahan ako, yung parang gano, just like talking to friends. And I think that's why a lot of people found it funny endearing and entertaining, and then compared it with Michelle Gumabao's answer, which was super
Michelle
different.
Gumabao was in this?
Yes. She represented Quezon City, and although it was good, it was just Miss Manila's answer was pretty entertaining. I didn't watch the Miss Universe competition. I'm planning to watch it again.
It's
but,
pre-recorded, right?
Yes.
Hosted
so,
by Casey Montero.
And there was like a small issue because Michelle Gumabao did not attend the viewing party for the Miss Universe Philippines.
Why?
And people called her out on it. And she just explained that although she doesn't really mind, you know, not winning the crown, she just doesn't want to explain to people, oh, why? How'd you feel? Blah, blah. And I get it. It's a common feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say you have a problem. You don't want people to ask you all about it, right?
True that.
Like, how do you feel about it? Or what are you, you know, thinking right now? So I get it. So Rabia Mateo won.
Yes.
And a lot of people.
Rabia Mateo from Iloilo City.
Now she will be representing the Philippines in the Miss Universe competition. Pageant.
So it's gonna be online or what? Same thing.
I feel like it'll be.
Rabia.
And a lot of people also had fun with Rabia Mateo because there's this famous drag queen Alexis Mateo, and there are drag queens under her, so it's the House of Mateo, and they tagged Rabia Mateo under the House of Mateo.
Fun.
And Alexis Mateo put it on her Instagram stories. Congratulations.
Nice.
So that was really funny.
The question that, because they all of the top five answered this question. This pandemic has made clear our priorities, essential or non-essential. Where do pageants stand in this time of crisis? That was the question that they were all asked. However, Rabia was asked, if you can create a new paper currency with the image of any Filipino on it, dead or alive, who would it be and why? She answered Miriam Defensor.
Yes.
For those who don't know, she was an Ilongga. But what I admired about her is that she used her knowledge, her voice to serve the country. I want to be somebody like her. Somebody who puts her heart, her passion into action. After all, she is the best president that we never had. Boom. That's what her answer was. That's the winning answer right there.
The winning answer.
In front of
and
Harry
also,
Roque. Harry Roque was a judge.
I know. And
why?
honestly,
why,
I don't even
bro?
Know. I don't even know.
Why were you there?
Why
man?
Do we even talk about this person?
Why were you there, bro? Go take care of your Dolomite.
A lot of
go
people
go to Manila Bay and just hang out in Boracay.
Think
your
about what you
beach,
did.
Your favorite beach, go hang out over
think
there.
Think about
bro.
What you did, Harry
go
Roque.
Hang out in Boracay,
no, wait
bro,
a minute.
Man.
Okay. So we're all just having fun here.
Yep,
okay?
That's just a joke.
That was a joke. A lot of people also like Miss Cavite.
Cavite. Fourth runner-up, Miss Cavite.
Yes, I love her look. I love her dress. Miss My Cavite. Goodness. That was a phenomenal color. It was not a color that I would think would, you know,
I like her
look good on TV, but
pixie,
she made it work.
Pixie cut, but
her pixie cut, right?
I like that.
I feel like that's a winning haircut. I mean, Miss Universe 2019 had a pixie haircut, mm-hmm. right? So,
see, Miss Cavite was Billy Hackinson. Hakenson. If you want to see her Instagram, it's Billie.Hackinson.
Honestly, I think she looked amazing.
Some people actually thought that she deserved to win based off her answer. I think I'm just paraphrasing. Her answer was something about women empowerment as well. Galing.
Loved it. And it was just a nice break from all the shit that's happening here in the Philippines.
They say that there were five because it was pre-recorded. Casey Montero and them recorded five different quote-unquote endings.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was tape pre-recorded, right? So if you go on, there's an article.
Speaking of Casey Montero, there was a minor, issue that, you know, people called out Casey Montero for being rude or whatever.
Really?
Apparently, he posted on Twitter explaining his side that a lot of the scenes were edited. That's why it seemed that his questions were a bit off or whatever.
Abrasive.
And I understand. It was edited. So you have to leave it at that. Okay. If it's edited, then it's edited. Like, don't call him out. Because obviously, we all know that Casey Montero is a great host. But this just doesn't make sense that he's going to do that deliberately. So for me, when I saw the video, I'm like, this doesn't make sense. This could
editing,
never, yeah.
It's probably just whack editing.
It's just the editing, and I get it. And I didn't get kasi yung humor ni Casey Montero. Maybe that's why I got it. I found it funny.
He's sarcastic, right?
Yeah, so I like it.
Yeah, so shout out to Miss Universe, Rabia.
Rabia Mateo, wow.
Hopefully she wins, huh?
I know.
Hopefully she wins. Wow. Miss Universe, which is next year, right? It's got to be next year already. Or is it happening soon?
Alam ko during December yun.
Really?
Alam ko December yung Miss Universe. Yeah.
It's not owned by like Trump and them, right? Dati si Trump, diba?
Yeah, dati si Trump.
No, it's not.
Not anymore, I think.
Interesting. Oh, come on, internet. What's going on? Oh, look at that. Red wheel of death. Is there anything else you want to share about Miss Universe?
Congratulations to Miss Universe Philippines, Miss Iloilo Rabia Mateo. Wow.
Wapow.
Shout out.
Why is my thing? Please work. Please keep going. Oh my God. I thought my computer was going to crash there. That's it? That's the podcast today?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. shout out some people on my
phone. Instagram.
My phone's about to freaking die, bro.
Shout out to Food Trip Bacamo, Teen Suarez. For no apparent reason, one started following us.
That's a bot.
From California. Yeah. Well, no, I think she's an actual, I don't know.
Probably.
Us the Hungry started following us. Ralph Lanutan and Noridu. Shout out to Al J S
Angeles.
And that's it. Hello.
Marine.
And somebody reposted us. Katharina. Hello to Ekang as well. And Zhao. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. If you want to send us Leche fan mail, Leche guys comes out every Wednesday. It's thehalalashow@gmail.com.
How about on Twitter?
I'll
check.
Go check.
Shout out to Kyle and Jay Zerudo. Ooh, shout out to Ambidexter. Whoa.
Oh, Ambidexter, by the way, posted a fantastic article about us.
Thank you for that one.
You'll find it. Just Google Ambidexter. Spell it the way you say it.
Yes.
You'll find it. Halala Show. Really cool. Really great article. Really well written article.
Vic Norvida followed us. Black Spec Speak and Chubby Chica. Chandler Muriel Bing also followed us. Chandler Muriel Bing.
Chandler Bing.
I know.
Can you do the Janice voice?
Yeah.
Chandler Bing.
Chandler. Anonymous 1 to 10. Uy, gusto ko yung Halo Halo Show
tour.
Ooh, told you. Hello to Jungkook's girl. Hi. And Tyler Oberder.
Just finished listening to Halo Halo Show Mix 91, and I'm reminded again of why I listen to them.
Why?
The hosts' take on social political issues happening in and out of the Philippines are just the same as mine, relatable and absolutely relevant. Well, thank you for that one.
Hopefully not as misinformed as us.
Yeah.
No,
do your own research. We're just commenting on stuff. Tin followed us, recently discovered the Halo Halo Show, and now I'm doing a listening marathon. I'm now on Mix 38 and I'm crying because it's me, JC, opening up about love problems.
Aww. Sounds so long ago.
I know. So,
I don't even think about that anymore.
Ooh.
I'm over it.
Are you
really? I'm a strong, independent man.
Ah, okay.
And I won't let any heartbreak hold me down.
Great. So thank you guys for following us. It's at the Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram. And that's it.
That's it. Yeah. Look at the Lazada link in the description. Go shop responsibly. Don't spend all your money.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.